Can our intentions influence our physical realm? Today on Star Queen Paranormal, we'll be discussing the real power of our intentions. Stay tuned, little Stardusties, only on Star Queen Paranormal. Star Queen Paranormal.
Sometimes things are a bit off.
Align the stars with the bizarre.
Every day that makes you say, hey.
This is Star Queen Paranormal for the enthusiasts of the strange and the extraordinary.
Star Queen Paranormal. Howdy there, little Stardusties. This is your Mesmer of the Miasma, Rainbow Reaver, Existential Essayist, Enthusiast of the Strange and Extraordinary, and that lucky penny you found that happened to be printed on your birth year. I am Exie, your Star Queen and your Space Pirate. Yarr! That was piratey, right? And real quick, friendly reminder, this podcast is for entertainment and education purposes only. Skeptics are welcome. Welcome, 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 little Stardusties, to the very 27th episode of Star Queen Paranormal. Star Queen Paranormal. If I am a good noodle, this episode will be airing the day after a holiday in November. And for those of you who celebrate that holiday, I sincerely hope you had a good time with your families. But I would like to announce that next month, Star Queen Paranormal is going to take a little hiatus. So the show will take a hiatus Friday, December 23rd, Friday, December 30th, and you should expect to hear my lovely voice again on January 6th. 2023, where I can entertain you some more with ghost stories, cryptids, some other paranormal stuff you may not be aware of. You know, the good stuff. So if you happen to tune in on the 23rd or the 30th, and you do not find a new episode, do not fret. And I do plan on giving a little bit more warning these next couple episodes, but if you are a diligent Stardusty who never misses an episode, I wanted to make you aware because there's some stuff going on in December. Speaking of stuff, I've got some interesting facts and stuff about the number 27. In decimal, it is the first composite number not divisible by any of its digits. The number 27 is often referred to as the Trinity of Trinities, because 3 times 3 times 3 is 27, 3 times 3 equals 9, and 3 times 9 is 27. Roughly 27% of the world is land. The remainder is water, salt water, and fresh water. In a Rubik's Cube, there are 27 cubes. The 27 Club is a club for celebrities who died at the age of 27. That list includes Kurt Cobain, Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, and Jim Morrison. The human hand has 27 bones, and Mozart was born on January 27th, 1756. Mozart also went on to produce 27 piano concertos and 27 concert arias. And that's just some stuff on the number 27. So as I was saying in the teaser, this episode is about how our intentions may influence our physical environments. And I've collected a mix of science and pseudoscience, as some people would call it, for this episode. I got a mix of both. But before we get too far into it, let me wow you with some terrible tarot. Arrgh, it's truly terrible. Is that piratey? I'm not feeling my pirate game today. I'm a bad space pirate. Bad space pirate. So I done goofed today. I normally grab my plane rider weight for my podcast, but today I grabbed, well, my comfort deck. It's the Modern Witch Tarot. It's based off the plane rider weight deck. Those of you who do read tarot or listen to it often enough, this is a chattier deck of mine, but I'm inclined to take it as a sign that I was meant to read with this deck today. As paranormal is the name of the game, after all. For those of you who are brand new Stardusties, first, let me welcome you. And second, I like to call this segment Terrible Tarot. Why is it terrible? Well, you wouldn't read me for this payings. I mean, pay me for these readings. I said what I said. But I do a segment called Terrible Tarot. It's a 3-card draw with my terrible interpretation. If you would like a not-so-terrible interpretation, head on over to patreon.com/StarQueenParanormal, where I provide a segment called Not-So-Terrible Tarot on video. Now, you can hear me shuffling the cards pretty terribly, as that's the name of the game. And your cards for today are the King of Pentacles, the Two of Cups, and the Ace of Swords. Gaze deeply into the void while I gaze deeply into your cards. Stardusties, collective, I do believe this is a money reading. I'm seeing that you've been working hard, and you've either been working for your abundance, your money, financial situation, your material gain. And you may have had help with this material gain. Just financial abundance, or just abundance overall. I'm seeing that you've worked with somebody, or somebody has worked with you to help you level up in your financial security. And the cards are saying that with this team you've been a part of, it's a divinely guided team. So if it feels heaven sent, it probably was. But you'll be receiving some clarity, some truth, toward your next step, if you haven't already. If you've already gained clarity on what your next step is for this material gain, financial abundance, earthly endeavor, the cards are asking you to be decisive and take action, because you seem to be on the right path, according to the cards. And as I finish the reading, it is 11:11 on the clock. So if you're somebody who looks into number signs, your number sign for today is 11:11. And that reading was truly terrible. Today's quote from whatever I feel like quoting actually pertains a little bit to the episode. To understand water is to understand the cosmos, the marvels of nature, and life itself. And that quote was by Dr. Masaru Emoto. In the book, I believe, The Hidden Messages in Water. In today's bizarre news, from an article dated November 3rd, 2022, first published on Reuters, Parisian undertaker aims to introduce bicycle hearse in France. Undertaker Isabelle Plumereau hopes to introduce a new green way of conducting funerals to the French capital. While bicycle hearses already exist in a few other countries, like Switzerland and Denmark, Plumereau's bicycle hearse would be the first in France, according to the 51-year-old undertaker. Plumereau says the method of transporting bodies from funeral to cemetery is quieter and more environmentally conscious. Quote, "For me, it makes sense to combine the bicycle and the hearse because when we talk about bicycles in Paris, we are talking about soft mobility. And if there is one day when we need softness, it's the day when we accompany someone we love to their final resting place." She also says, quote, "Everyone walks at the same pace," meaning behind the bicycle hearse, "and we hear each other. We hear the sounds of nature around us. The wind in the trees, the birds. In my view, this is the best way to console yourself. Plumero said she already had official authorizations to use the bicycle hearse after adapting it to French regulations and is now just waiting for the green light from her insurer to get started. Well, guess who came back? It's that poltergeist. And it's making me a sandwich again. Be right back. Gonna have a snack.
Hey! Welcome to Shamblefest!
I'm Jess.
I'm Amber. And we are your one-stop weekly shop for news shambles.
We're a weekly WTF and current events comedy podcast. We drop episodes every Monday morning. Tune in.
Shamble on!
Be sure to check out Amber and Jessica on Shamblefest, because without Shamblefest, there might not even be a Star Queen Paranormal. Do you ever think about that? What choices we've made that influence choices that others have made? If you want to get real trippy about it, do you ever think about how your ancestors had to make all the right choices that led them to meeting each other, creating their descendants, which eventually those descendants had to make all the right choices that led to your parents, and your parents had to make all the right choices, meet in the right circumstances, that led to you? You are the product of choices made before you ever existed. Think of the odds of being where you are now and existing on a cosmic scale. That's not what this episode's about, though. If I made you feel small, don't feel small. I meant to make you feel like the miracle you are, Stardusties. Each and every one of you, no matter your beliefs, the odds of you existing right now and my voice tickling your eardrums, it's truly a miracle in the grand scheme of things. But I digress. Today we're talking about the power of intention. Can our thoughts, feelings, and actions influence the physical world around us? According to some research, the answer seems to be yes. When discussing the power of intention, some of the more commonly cited sources are the experiments of Dr. Masaru Emoto, the same guy I quoted from whatever I felt like quoting earlier. Masaru Emoto was a renowned Japanese researcher, author, and businessman who was certified as a doctor of alternative medicine. And that's important to note from a skeptical standpoint. Dr. Emoto was very interested in what could influence the molecular structure of water, in particular, as humans are about 70% water, and the Earth is about 71 to 73% water. So Dr. Emoto was very interested in water in particular, and the molecular structure of it. He is quoted as saying, "Water is the mirror that can show us what we cannot see. It is the blueprint for our reality, which can change with a single positive thought. All it takes is faith, if you're open to it." In another quote, he says, "Water records information and, while circulating throughout the earth, distributes information. This water sent from the universe is full of the information of life." So, Emoto was already researching water and the molecular structures of it. They would note differences in water from different cities. And they noticed that the structure of water from natural sources seemed to fully crystallize. So Emoto and his team went on to study whether exposure to different intentions or songs or ideas would manipulate the structure of water. And when I say structure, Emoto would take samples of water, freeze them, catch really quick photography images of the crystallization of the ice before it melted. I think it was like 20 to 30 seconds before the ice would melt. This excerpt is from his book, The Hidden Messages in Water. "Let me explain how I go about taking photographs of crystals. I put 50 different types of water in 50 different petri dishes. I then freeze the dishes at negative 20 degrees Celsius, or negative 4 degrees Fahrenheit, for 3 hours in a freezer. The result is that surface tension forms drops of ice in the petri dishes about 1 millimeter across. The crystal appears when you shine a light on the crown of the drop of ice. And the book goes on to say that at first they were studying tap water in major cities, but he noticed that natural water, no matter where it came from, so natural springs, underground rivers, glaciers, in those natural sources, the crystals would be completely formed. And as they were researching, one of the fellow researchers suggested, let's see what happens when we expose the water to music. As scientists, they weren't really sure how to go about this or what kind of music to even try. But eventually they concluded that the best method was to put a bottle of water on a table between two speakers and expose it to a volume at which a person might normally listen to music. To their surprise, the structure of the water crystals was different than before the exposure to music. Eventually, Emoto and his team would go on to research intention and pictures, different kinds of music, even prayer. They found that positive thoughts, kind words, peaceful imagery, or even sacred thoughts, religious thoughts, divine thoughts, would produce fully formed, structured, and often very beautiful crystals. While water exposed to bullying thoughts, negative thoughts, violent images, just negativity in general, would not produce a fully formed crystal, and were often kind of messy and chaotic. Some of the results are kind of ugly, even. They also had an experiment on water done before a blessing of the Fujiwara Dam. And that water didn't show fully formed crystals. It looked kind of polluted. And after a Buddhist monk performed a blessing, the structure of the water seemed cleaner, crystallized, just in better shape in general. Another experiment that Emoto is known for was the rice experiment. And I've seen people reproduce this one online a bunch. In this experiment, Emoto fully cooked the rice and measured out about a cup into three separate jars. One jar was labeled, thank you. One jar was labeled, you fool. And one jar was to be ignored. Now, the Emoto Peace Project recreated this study with four jars. And that most recent study had love and gratitude, thank you, you fool, and the ignored jar. And for this experiment, sources kind of vary, but I believe you're supposed to focus your intention twice a day for about 30 seconds on each jar. So for the love jar, you would focus on love. The thank you jar, you would say thank you and express gratitude to the jar for about 30 seconds twice a day. The you fool jar, you would express negative intentions and negative thoughts. And there's just one jar that you're just supposed to completely disregard. In Emoto's experiment, after 30 days, the gratitude jars and the love jar looked fresh, looked still white and good enough to eat. The you fool, the bully jar, was kind of black and moldy. And in Emoto's experiment, the ignored jar was actually the worst. It was completely black and moldy. And that caused Dr. Emoto to theorize that even negative attention is better than neglect. But I've seen some people recreate this study a couple times, and the results are pretty similar. There was actually one skeptic study whose results were similar to the Emoto experiment, and their whole blog post was like, yeah, whatever, and they still denied it up and down. I got a kick out of that. But there are some legitimate skeptic blogs out there on this study as well, claiming that maybe the conditions of the jars are called into question. Maybe the hate jar was exposed to more air. And a lot of skeptics just downright dismiss Emoto's experiments in general, because to them, he's a pseudoscientist, and his findings are difficult to replicate. But Masaru Emoto believed that our intentions and words could alter our physical reality. And both the water crystal experiment and the gratitude experiment are interesting nonetheless. If I can remember, I'll post the pictures on Instagram and TikTok. So follow those, Star Queen Paranormal. Researcher Jacques Benveniste performed a famous experiment in which he took medicine and diluted it in water, so much so that the medicine became imperceptible. But he found that the diluted medicine worked nearly as well as the medicine itself. And he proposed the theory that water could retain memory. He was also dismissed as a pseudoscientist. I think he pushed for more research in water and its ability to heal or healing properties. He proposed further research, but skeptics have questioned his theories and his experiments and lab conditions. There is a person named Lynn McTaggart who has been working with a team of scientists since 2007 to test controlled experiments of mass intention. And on their website, it states that out of 39 experiments, 35 produced positive, measurable, mostly significant change. But I believe the way these studies work is that Lynn McTaggart and the researchers will invite the audience to send a specific thought to affect a target in which the team scientists calculate the results to measure any possible change. They claim that the intention experiment has shown that collective thoughts can change subtle properties of plants, make seeds grow faster, purify water, lower violence in war-torn areas, and even heal a patient with severe PTSD. From their website, the most powerful effect of group intention, which participants experience as a profound state of oneness, is that it reflects back on the intenders themselves. After participating in peace intention experiments, the participants' lives become more peaceful and loving. In healing experiments, they themselves get healed. Thousands of attendees in Lynn's intention experiments have healed long-standing serious health conditions, mended relationships, discovered a renewed life purpose, or left workaday jobs for one that is more fulfilling. And again, that's from Lynn McTaggart's website, www.lynnmcTaggart.com. She also wrote a book called The Intention Experiment. And I haven't researched the skeptic standpoint on Lynn McTaggart, but I imagine it's very similar to the Masaru Emoto experiments, where she's going to be dismissed for some reason or another. But I invite the diligent Stardusty to look her up and her books themselves and come up with your own conclusions. IKEA, the Swedish furniture company, conducted an anti-bullying experiment in a school. They placed two of their own plants under, like, a glass so the students couldn't mess with them. And they invited students to bully one plant and compliment the other. Both plants were given the exact same kind of fertilizer, the exact same amount of sunlight, the exact same amount of water and care. The only difference is that kids were yelling through the glass at one of them, and kids were complimenting the other. After 30 days, the bullied plant was wilting, droopy, just in generally poor health, while the plant that was complimented was healthy and thriving. And if your skeptic brain is still running laps, there are peer-reviewed, published in scientific journal studies on the power of intention and positive thinking. A meta-analysis of more than 300 studies covering 30 years of inquiry found that a positive attitude can improve your immune system, and that experiencing stress over a prolonged period of time in which a person feels like they have little to no control would elicit an endocrine response in which the corticosteroids are released and Across all demographics, chronic stress triggered global immunosuppression, which is a decrease of almost all functioning immunity. The researchers included a meta-analysis of global stress appraisals and intrusive thoughts of people in the middle of a stressor, which happened a year or less before immune assessments or was currently living with a chronic stressor. And these stressors were like job loss, chronic illness, traumatic injuries. They found that people who assessed their lives as stressful or reported intrusive negative thoughts had a significant reduction in natural killer cells, whose job is to target and eliminate virus and tumor-infected cells. In a study from King's College in London, researchers worked with 102 subjects who were diagnosed with generalized anxiety disorder to determine if positive visualization could supplant intrusive negative thoughts. So the participants in this study were assigned three different methods of intervention. One group was told to visualize positive outcomes when they started to have intrusive thoughts. The second group was told to describe positive outcomes when they were going through a worry-related situation. And the third group were told to think of positive images that were not related to their situation or intrusive thoughts. This study found that any form of positive thinking was linked to negative reductions, less worry, and anxiety. So no matter which method of positive thinking replaced their intrusive thoughts or worry in a situation, they all experienced less stress and more calmness. So the takeaway from the article I'm getting this study from is that any form of positive thinking is better than allowing negative thoughts to run amok. And in a study examining 5,000 people, they found that positive thinkers were less likely to engage in harmful or unhealthy behaviors, which in turn had given them comparatively better long-term health. I'm going to read the quote from this article, originally published on vibrantwoman.co by Lisa Woods in 2019. The findings of this research support the build hypothesis, which states that over time, positive emotions enable people to build personal, social, physical, and intellectual capital. Positive thinking enables you to create positive emotions such as happiness, joy, resilience, and contentment. These, in turn, make it easier for you to have a positive outlook on life. People with positive outlooks tend to interact with others and with life's challenges in a positive way. As a result, positive people are more likely to acquire favorable life circumstances, including health. For more information on the water experiments, check out Hidden Messages in Water and The Messages of Water by Dr. Masaru Emoto. There's a documentary-style movie called What the Bleep Do We Know from 2004, which talks about the water experiments and the law of attraction and some other concepts, but that's worth checking out as well. Check out Lynn McTaggart's website for more information on the mass intention experiments and whether you believe that our intentions can shape our physical reality. I know that my Stardusties are always mindful of what they say and what intention they put out into the universe. Because you're mightier than the monsters. I say it every episode. If you have a positive thinking, synchronicity type story, or any other kind of paranormal experience, I'd like for you to write to us at StarQueenParanormal@gmail.com. Check us out at Facebook and Instagram. P.S. I gotta start posting more on Instagram because I got more followers this week. Thanks, guys. Guess I'm gonna have to keep up with that now. Also, TikTok. It ain't easy being breezy. If you'd like, you can support our endeavors at patreon.com/StarQueenParanormal, where you get to tell people that you're an exclusive Stardustie. and you have access to exclusive content.
That could be you!
And so, Stardusties, if you believe in such things, I invite you to be more mindful of what you put out into the universe. The words you speak, the thoughts you might be thinking, your intentions. Be more mindful, whether you believe or not, because it's not about being a shiny, happy people in the end. It's about being a decent human being, both to yourself and to others. And you are so worthy of being and feeling loved. Always remember that you are mightier than the monsters. Until next time, on to the next phase in life. May your path be paved in starlight and continue existing as you would, my dudes.